looking strikeouts, and the coaching staff had seen enough, a change being made defensively and at the plate, bringing Vandenhoevel into the ball game as the 2-1 pitch fouled back to the screen behind home plate. Count even 2-2 here, Lager left fielder to begin this home half of the fifth. For the Rafters in the sixth, when we get there, still a little ways to go, but it'll be 2-3-4 due up as well. Degatti, McGuire, and Schaefer. So far, Tyler Albanese on the lacrosse side has worked 5 innings of 1-run ball in his second outing of the season. The 2-2. This one hit back up the middle on the ground. It's going to get through for a leadoff single. Mira, his second hit of the night and his second hit in as many at-bats to lead off the fifth inning. Now 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors for the hosts. And for your Rafters, a run on 2 hits and 2 errors. To bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman from TCU, Zach Wattis. Wattis is 0-for-2, went down swinging against tonight's starter for the Rafters, Nick Paulson, back in the first to end the inning. Hit into a 9-6 double play back in the third. Arnold Seth, the first pitch, swing and a miss, climbing the ladder on that delivery. An elevated heater from Arnold. He's ahead 0-1. On deck is the DH, Luke Davis. Derek Mitchell, the right fielder, to follow for the Loggers. It's their third time around the order. Arnold set, first base side of the rubber, out of the stretch. Here's the 0-1. That one misses low. Brody trying to bring that one back up, but no dice as the home plate umpire Shem Martin count evens at a ball on a strike. As mentioned, Nick Paulson threw 3 innings in his third outing of the season and the second start for the Rafters. 3 innings allowed for the second-year Rafter, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of which were earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 59 pitches. Those 2 walks, first 2 walks of the season for Paulson. He did not walk a hitter in his first 2 outings. We'll see if the Loggers make a move to the pen. They got a right-hander throwing down the left field line right now. Albanese's day could be done after 5 frames. 1-1 to Wattis is fouled back. It's now a ball and 2 strikes. The interdivision battle here. Cross-division play. The Rafters and the Loggers under 2 hours away from each other, the two stadiums, but only getting to meet 4 times a season, at least this year. The 1-2 from Arnold. This one cracked in the air center field. That will send Bo Shane back, but the yard will well keep this one in. So that's Vandenhoevel to make the catch. Forgot the own defensive substitution. It's a fly out to center for the first out of the fifth inning. And Luke Davis, the DH, will hit from the left side for the first time tonight. Davis looking for his first official at-bat of the ballgame, has drawn 2 walks, both on 7 pitches. He did it to lead off the second and came in to score on the Ryan Kucherak home run. And his most recent 7-pitch walk came with one on, or I should say with nobody on and 2 out back in the third. That came after the double play of Wattis. Prior to the first pitch, though, a pickoff attempt from Arnold to check in on the runner at first base. Another battle here for Arnold. Could be a pitch away from getting out of this if he can get the cleanup hitter in the Logger order to roll a ground ball. Another pickoff move, though. Giving Mira a second look. If you look at Davis thus far in the season, he did the catching yesterday. It's a big lead on the secondary off versus the first pitch to Davis misses for ball one. This is his 11th game played in Davis. 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and that 11-7 win against Green Bay on June 5th. Both his knocks being homers. Runner takes off the 1-0, misses for a ball throw down to second from Brody. Bounced in there and not in time. A stolen base for Mira. He's in scoring position, and it's a 2-0 count with 1 out here in the 5th. Derek Mitchell, Ryan Kucherak awaiting in the wings for the Loggers. Looking to add on to their 2-run lead. And to split the home and home with the Rafters. Arnold peers into Brody and gets the signs. Nobody warming up in the Rafter bullpen down the right field line. Arnold working into his second inning of this appearance. The 2-0 on the outside corner is there for a called strike. Worth noting, this is the longest Arnold has worked in a game so far this season. A pair of 1-inning appearances for the right-hander out of Des Plaines, Illinois. Now is so far at an inning and a third this Monday night battle on the road. One outing at home, one on the road prior to tonight. The 2-1. This one hit foul back to the screen by Davis. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Same to be said for the first left-handed plate appearance for Derek Mitchell, the switch-hitting right fielder on deck. Hoping to do it with multiple runners on base. 13 on the pitch clock for Arnold. Looks back at second twice, the 2-2. Another foul back, hanging tough, is Davis in his third plate appearance of the ballgame. Another 2-2 coming here from Sam Arnold. Leadoff single from Matt Mura, and Zach Watt is flying out the first two batters of this inning. Time called by the third base umpire, William Jett. Unsure, ball got away from the bullpen. So a delay prior to the 2-2 pitch. A wonderful Copeland Park here this evening. Looking at the rest of Luke Davis' stats entering today, an OPS of over 900 for the Long Beach City College product. Getting on base at a 468 clip, slugging 438. In his campaign, 2-2 breaking ball fouled off of Davis. Other than his big showing against Green Bay on June 5th, drove in 2 runs against the Rafters yesterday. He's got 9 RBIs in his last 3 ballgames. Another 2-2 coming here from Arnold. A lengthy plate appearance in the third batter he'll face here in this home half of the fifth inning. Comes set. 12 on the pitch clock. Look back at second again for Mira. He takes off. This one swung on and missed. Brody's throw to third. Not in time. Mira got under the tag of Mason Onati. 90 feet away is Matt Mira with 2 outs in the inning. It's a strikeout for Sam Arnold, his 2nd out of the bullpen. 2 stolen bags for Mira on his trip around the base paths. Derek Mitchell looking to drive him in here. Mitchell, college teammates with a man on deck, Ryan Kucherek. Out of LSU, a Plano, Texas native entering today, mentioned his 2.15 batting average. Still searching for his first long ball of the season. Has a couple of doubles, though. First time hitting left-handed after facing Nick Paulson for a couple of plate appearances. Arnold works the outside corner on that first pitch fastball, and it's called a strike. Looking at Mitchell, a multi-hit game against Green Bay back on the road on Saturday. 2 for 5, one of his 2 doubles coming in that one, an RBI as well. The 0-1, breaking ball, missing high and out. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Also had an RBI against Green Bay back on June 6th. Not register a hit, so found a way to drive one in. 1-1 the count, or 10 on the pitch clock. Arnold set, fires, swung on and missed. Count moves 1-2 here on Mitchell. After Kucherek, it'll be Jack Collins who led off the previous inning, awaiting in the wings. Arnold hands at the belt buckle, fires the 1-2. That one misses outside for ball 2. 90 on the gun on that heater from the right-hander. As mentioned for the Rafters, Degatti, McGuire, Schaefer due up in the 6th. Arnold hoping to get him there. Still just trailing by 2. The 2-ball, 2-strike delivery. Now tipped out of the glove of Brody. Will do the 2-2 again. Still just midway through this one. Rafters coming off 3 straight at home. It's in spurts for them this year. Starting on Saturday, rolling to the next Sunday, they're only away from Wisconsin Rapids once. That's a Thursday doubleheader on the 20th of June at Wausau. 2-2, foul tip once again off the catcher, Brody. Staying alive and fighting hard is Derek Mitchell. 12:05 and 6:35 at Athletic Park on that day, I do believe. And then it's back-to-back with the Madison Mallards the weekend of the Friday-Saturday of the 21st and 22nd before the Rafters head to Waterloo. Sunday the 23rd, Monday the 24th against the Bucks, finishing up a two-game home-and-home as the 2-2 misses up and out. Mitchell's worked a full count in his third plate appearance tonight. Mitchell flew out to right field back in the second inning. Jorge Degatti to begin his day. Reached on an error by the third baseman, Mason Onati. It's a throwing error for Onati that came back third. The full count delivery payoff pitch coming here from Sam Arnold. This is high and outside for ball four. Around the corners, Mitchell walking there on nine pitches. And Mike Beers, the first-year pitching coach of the Rafters, making his way out to the mound. The rest of the infield will stay back. It's just Brody, Arnold, and Mike Spears to have a chat prior to the third plate appearance of the night for Ryan Kucherek. Once again, Rafter fans continue to talk about the big home stretch coming, starting on Saturday through the next Saturday. If you're coming from out of town and looking for a place to stay, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of rooms, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. If you're coming in from out of town and are looking forward to watching your Rafters play this summer, no worries, they got you covered over at the Cobblestone. Mound meeting adjourned. The first pitch to the shortstop, Kucherek, on the inside corner for a called strike. Ryan's big two-run blast with one out. Back in the second inning, broke the scoreless tie, and his most recent at-bat popped out to the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer, in foul territory to end the third inning. Arnold's 0-1. Runner takes off for second. Misses low for a ball. There's no throw down from Brody. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Mitchell to second. Mira still remains on third base. Both runners in scoring position. With them going on contact, if Kucherek can get one to drop in the outfield, it could bring in two for the hosts. Arnold looks into Brody prior to his 1-1 pitch. Just two on the pitch clock. Here it comes. That one misses up and in for ball two. Still nobody throwing for the Rafters down the right field line. This is Arnold's inning to work through here with two down and two on. Jack Collins, the right-handed hitting catcher in the on-deck circles, got his shin guards on as well. With Cam Pruitt, the second baseman to follow. Loggers looking to string some two-out hits together. The 2-1. This one fouled back by Kucherek. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. And we'll see what the decision is on the mound as well for manager Josh Fry when we get to the sixth inning for the Loggers. Five innings of one-run ball thus far for Tyler Albanese. But there's been plenty of action in lacrosse bullpen here in the last couple of frames. Arnold's 2-2. That one misses low and inside. Kucherek's drawn a full count in his third plate appearance tonight. Three to the count, two outs. They're on second and third. Loggers lead at 3-1 in the home half of the fifth. The payoff popped up in the air. Brody tracking behind home plate, but that will hit the top of the covering here at Copeland Park. We'll do the 3-2 again on Kucherek. Mitchell reached on a lengthy at-bat, plate appearance, I should say, a walk just one hitter ago. Matt Mira, who's on third, singled and stole second and third as the leadoff batter in this inning. Another 3-2 coming here from Sam Arnold, the right-hander. Bring ball misses high for ball four. Seven-pitch walk drawn by Kucherek. Bases are full of Loggers with two down here in the fifth. And ring up Jack Collins. Collins a pair of groundouts tonight. to the third baseman Mason Onati back in the second, and to the shortstop Kyler McIntosh back in the fourth to lead off the inning. Mention. And for Collins, the redshirt sophomore, talked his first at-bat about the time he spent last year here in La Crosse. 16 games for the Loggers as the first pitch to him from Arnold is fouled back. In those 16 games, 14 for 53 was Collins. A .264 average, one double, six RBIs. He drew five walks, was hit by a pitch three times, struck out 13 times, and on base percentage of .361, slugged .283, and OPS of .644. So far entering today on the season, an OPS of over 1,200 for Collins. Swinging away at the 0-1, hit on the ground over to third. Onati take it to the bag himself. A five unassisted fielder's choice to end the inning. The Loggers leave them loaded. It's two scoreless for Sam Arnold out of the bullpen here in Copeland Park. The Raptors still trail the Loggers by a score of 3-1. 2-3-4, do it for Wisconsin Rapids as we head to the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ball game for the Loggers as we enter the top of the sixth inning at Copeland Park. 3-1 the score in favor of La Crosse against your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors in game 13 of 72 in this Northwoods League season. Logan Rundy, the right-hander from Florida International University, will take over for fellow right-hander Tyler Albanese. The 6'7 hurler from San Jose State University finishes his day. Five innings thrown, two hits allowed, one run. It was earned, walked three, but struck out seven, throwing 78 pitches in his second outing of the summer. Rundy, the 6'2 junior and Iowa native, will work against the 2-3-4 spots in the Raptor order. First pitch to Jorge Degatti, misses low and inside for ball one. Rundy spent time with Waterloo and La Crosse a season ago and is making his second appearance with the Loggers here this season. 1-0 pitch tapped foul down the third base line by Degatti. He worked against his former team, I should say, Waterloo. He threw for Waterloo in 22, La Crosse last season, now the Loggers here in 2024. So three straight summers where Rundy has seen Northwoods League action. The 1-1 to Degatti. This one cracked in the air right center field and hit well, driven back. Mitchell Hamilton at the wall. That one's going to go. Jorge Degatti leaves the yard for the first time this season. The Raptors leader in batting average a season ago cuts the deficit to one. It's 3-2 Loggers here in the top of the sixth. Hit an opposite field double into the right center gap back in the fourth inning. Continues to look the other way and deposits a homer to bring in the second run of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. It'll bring up Max McGuire And that's the third hit for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. First pitch from Rundy to Max is swung on and missed. Rundy threw against Waterloo back on June 2nd, as I was saying. Four innings thrown, five hits out, two runs. Both were earned. Did not walk a buck hitter. Struck out three in the 17 Waterloo hitters he faced. 0-1 breaking ball. This one tapped foul down the third baseline. For La Crosse, back in 23, two games appeared in for the right-hander through 11 and a third innings. Picked up the decision in one of his two outings. It was loss. A 7.15 earned run average as the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. McGuire down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Bring up the right-handed hitting first baseman Grayson Schaefer, who's 1-for-2 today. Schaefer lined out to the shortstop Kucherek back in the second inning. Most recently, an RBI single for Grayson to put the first run on the board for Wisconsin Rapids back in the fourth inning. In Waterloo in 22, Rundy had five appearances. The first pitch breaking ball to Schaefer is there on the outside corner for a called strike. An 0-2 record for Rundy in 15 innings pitched, an ERA over 10, faced 82 hitters for the Bucks that summer. The 0-1 to Schaefer, a fastball right down the chute. Grayson watches it go by for a called strike, too. 8-9-1 due up for La Crosse when we get to the home half of the sixth inning. It's Pruitt, Gable Mitchell, and R.J. Hamilton. Raptors looking to knot this one up first, though. A solo home run to right center field by Jorge Degatti led off this inning. The 0-2 bounced in there for ball one. McIntosh on deck, Beauchesne to follow. The 1-2. This is low to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Two runs on three hits, two errors for the Raptors. Three runs on six hits and no errors for the Loggers. Grayson Schaefer in for his third time tonight. The 2-2. Missing low, Schaefer's worked 0-2 to full. It's Nick Paulson to start tonight for the Raptors. Sam Arnold's thrown the last two innings, worked himself out of a bases loaded jam in the bottom half of the fifth. The 3-2 coming here. And on the ground, right side. Glove by the second baseman, Pruitt. He'll flip to first in time for the second out of the inning. 4-3 goes Schaefer, and it'll bring up Kyler McIntosh. As we look down to the Rapids bullpen, right-hander throwing. So Arnold's day be coming to a close. The right-hander from NIU threw 47 pitches in the two innings that he worked, allowed two hits, no runs, walked two, struck out two. In relief of Nick Paulson tonight, the first pitch to McIntosh, swinging away and fouling that one back. Count begins 0-1 on the five-hole hitter in the Raptor order this evening. The 0-1, breaking ball, check swing. McIntosh did not go around that one downstairs. Count evens at a ball and a strike. For the right-hander, Rundy, about to throw his 15th pitch of the inning. This one driven in the air, deep left field. Mira back at the wall, jumping, and he made the grab at the fence. Kyler McIntosh tipping his cap to him as he hits the second base bag. The Raptors get a run back on a solo homer to lead off the inning, taking it the other way for Jorge Degatti. 3-2 the score. We head to the home half of the sixth inning. 8-9-1. Do it for the Loggers here from Copeland Park. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's Rafter debut as we enter the home half of inning number six from Copeland Park. 3-2 the score in favor of the Loggers. Wisconsin Rapids getting one back to lead off the top half of this inning on a solo home run to the opposite field from Jorge Degatti. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. The third arm used tonight for Kirk Schreider out of the bullpen is Jack Weisinger, the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer, the 6-1 freshman from San Carlos, California. 11 outings in 2024 for Jack, all out of the bullpen in his first season of college baseball. He gets the 8-9-1 spots in the lacrosse order here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Weisinger, a 6.43 earned run average, a 1.86 whip, an 0-0 record, one save in 14 innings pitched for the right-hander. He had four different two-inning appearances out of the bullpen at Division III Pomona Pitzer this past spring. Pomona Pitzer making the 2024 D3 World Series. Is the first pitch to Cam Pruitt, foul back. The Loggers second baseman is 1-for-2 tonight, singled and scored back in the second inning, most recently grounded out to Mason Onati over at third base back in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Right-hander Weisinger set the 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner that misses for ball one. For Sam Arnold, two innings thrown, two hits allowed, no runs, two walks, two punchouts, 47 pitches for the right-hander from Des Plaines, Illinois in his third appearance of the season. The 1-1 delivery at 89 miles an hour from Weisinger misses low for ball two. On deck, the left-handed hitting third baseman Gable Mitchell, who's 2-for-2 tonight. The right-handed hitting center fielder R.J. Hamilton to follow as the 2-1 fastball is there, low and outside. Weisinger nets the call to make it 2-2. Weisinger attended Carl Mount High School, played baseball and football. 2023 high school graduate fires the 2-2, a breaking ball rolled on the ground softly over to short. McIntosh gloves and throws to first in time. A 6-3 put out of Pruitt to begin this sixth inning, and it'll bring up Gable Mitchell. Mitchell, an RBI single to begin his day back in the home half of the second, most recently single with two outs and nobody on back in the fourth. Weisinger, the quite successful high school athlete, was the 2023 Carmount High School Male Athlete of the Year. He's also part of the Carmount High School Hall of Fame for baseball and football. The first pitch to Mitchell misses out in the left-handed, right-handed batter's box, I should say, for ball one. Hamilton in the top of the order on deck. Matt Mira, the left fielder, to follow. Weisinger looks into Brody, comes set with his decision for the 1-0. This one driven in the air, right field, Degatti. Coming in from the warning track to make the catch. Two up, two down for Weisinger here in the sixth inning. And for R.J. Hamilton, the right-handed hitting center fielder from Vanderbilt, looking for his first hit of the night. The left fielder of the Loggers, Matt Mira, making a jumping grab against the wall of Kyler McIntosh in left field to end the previous inning. First pitch to Hamilton, a breaking ball that misses inside from Jack Weisinger from ball one. Last inning, the Raptors a run on a hit. No errors, nobody left on. They're getting ready for the top of the seventh. If Weisinger can spin a 1-2-3 frame. 1-0 fastball. That one's crisp. Elevated from the right-hander to even it up at a ball and a strike. 6-7-8 due up for Wisconsin Rapids when we get to the seventh. That's both Shane Onati and Alex Brody. The 1-1. One foul back off the catcher Brody and the home plate umpire Shem Martin Weisinger ahead here. A ball and two strikes. Working at a quick pace and efficiently is Weisinger, donning the uniform number zero. Once again, the Rafters in their maroon away tops today, black slacks. And for the second time this season, the all-black alternate hat. The 1-2. Bounced in there on a breaking ball to even it up at two balls and two strikes. The two-ball, two-strike delivery coming here from Weisinger. Working first base side of the rubber, the payoff. Hit sharply on the ground, over to third on a couple hops. Onati fields and throws to first in time. It's a 1-2-3 first inning in his Rafter debut for Jack Weisinger. We're through six here at Copeland Park. 3-2 the score. To the top of the seventh we go. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Logan Rundy back out on the hill for his second inning of relief work for the La Crosse Loggers. They lead your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters by a score of 3-2 as we enter the top of the seventh inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials and 97.5, 1320, or tuning in on your Civic Media app. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's presentation of Rafters Baseball. 6-7-8, 2 up in the inning. It's a left fielder, Jake Beauchamp, Saddleback College in San Clemente, California, to step in against the right-hander, Rundy. First pitch, misses low for ball one. Beauchamp today, 0-2 with a pair of groundouts. Back in the second inning, end of the inning with a ground out to the second baseman, Cam Pruitt. Most recently grounded out back to the mound in the starter, Tyler Albanese, to end the fourth as the 1-0 pitch misses for ball two. Beauchamp started the night in center field and shifted to left in the bottom of the fifth inning when Tyler McClanahan was lifted from the game for Miles Vandenhoevel, who's the new Rafter center fielder. The 2-0 pitch right down the chute, a fastball from Rundy that's called a strike. Two runs on three hits, two errors for the Rafters, three runs on six hits, and no errors for the Loggers thus far. The 2-1 pitch to the leadoff hitter in the frame, Beauchamp. High chopper on the ground, left side, the third baseman, Mitchell, charges in, fires the first in time. It's a 5-3 putout, the third ground out for Jake Beauchamp. Tonight is the first out in the seventh inning. All three lacrosse runs coming back in the second inning. A two-run homer for the shortstop out of the sixth spot, Ryan Kucherek. The drive home, Luke Davis, and then a two-out RBI single for Gable Mitchell up the middle made it 3-0. The Rafters got their first run back in the fourth inning on an RBI single from Grayson Schaefer as a first pitch to Mason Onati is a breaking ball that misses for ball one. Jorge Degatti put the Rafters within one just an inning ago, a leadoff homer to right center field back in the sixth inning. Jorge's got two of the three Rafter hits tonight. The 1-0 to Onati's a fastball fouled beyond the stands. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Out misses downstairs for ball two. Bonatti 0 for 1 today in 3 plate appearances. Began his day by drawing a 7-pitch walk in the third to lead off the inning, but was caught stealing. Most recently led off the fifth with a pop out to the third baseman Gable Mitchell in foul territory down the left field line. A 2-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. From the right-hander Rundy, he's even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. To lead off the home half of the seventh for the Loggers, 2-3-4 for the third time in this game, Mira, Wattis, and Luke Davis. The 2-2, breaking ball, missing low, laying off that one is Onati. He's worked a full count. On deck is the catcher, Alex Brody, who has also worked a walk tonight. Raptors trying to tie it up or even take the lead late as the 3-2 pitch is a defensive swing from Onati. He just swats that one away down the third base line. Paulson and Albanese were the starters this evening. The Rafter left-hander Nick going 3 innings, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of which were earned, walked 2, and struck out 2. As the 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. 2 up, 2 down here in the seventh for Rundy. Onati down on strikes. Sam Arnold then got the ball from Paulson, throwing 2 scoreless innings. Albanese's total, 5 innings of work in his second outing of the summer. 2 hits allowed, 1 run. It was earned on 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. Since then, it's been Rundy who's thrown the last inning in 2/3. 0 for 1 today is Alex Brody, the catcher out of the 8th spot from Shorter University. And a first pitch breaking ball is spun in there, called strike 1. Middle there from Rundy. Brody drew a 4-pitch walk in his last plate appearance back in the 5th inning. Most recently did that and then struck out swinging in the 3rd as an 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. Brody quickly in the hole, 0-2. 0-2 the count, 2 outs, nobody on, 3-2 the score, top 7, here it comes. That misses low and outside. 2 homers between the 2 teams tonight. Thereafter, not named Jorge Degatti to have a knock is the RBI single from Grayson Schaefer. Out of the windup, Rundy agrees on his signs with Collins, the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Off speed once again. And Brody's been set down. A 1-2-3 seventh inning for Rundy. He's worked 2 innings out of the pen for the Loggers this evening. We head to the bottom of the seventh. 2-3-4. Do up for lacrosse. 3-2 the score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on your home of the Rafters. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Jack Weisinger back out for his second inning of relief work. The Rafters trailing the Loggers 3-2. We enter the home half of the seventh inning from Copeland Park. Andy Ockham here on WFHR. This is game 13 of 72. You can catch all 72 games of Rafter baseball in the organization's 15th season on these airwaves all summer long. 2-3-4, do it for the Loggers in this inning. It's the right-handed hitting left fielder Matt Mira to climb in. Fouls a first pitch from Weisinger back to the screen. Count begins 0-1. Mira's 2-for-3 today. Grounded out to Mason Onati over at third to begin his day in the first, but had a leadoff single in the third and a leadoff knock in the fifth, and he stole two bases as well. But was left on third to end the inning. 0-1 the count. Weisinger set. Here's his next pitch. Delivery that misses up high and skips past the glove of Brody to even up the count at a ball and a strike. On deck is the left-handed hitting first baseman Zach Wattis, the switch hitting DH, who will hit from the left side here, Luke Davis to follow. Right-hander set. Weisinger's 1-1. This one hit in the air, center field, coming in on Andon Hubel. He's not going to make a play. It'll fall in front for a leadoff single. It's Mira's third hit of the night and his third leadoff single. As mentioned, Vanden Heuvel has been out in center field. This is his third inning, fourth inning defensively now. He is still yet to get up to the plate. He's set to lead off the top of the eighth, coming in the spot of Tyler McClanahan. Zach Wattis looking for his first hit tonight. 0-for-3 is the three-hole hitter for Josh Fry's Loggers. First pitch to him from Jack Weisinger misses outside for ball one. Wattis struck out swinging against the Rafter starter tonight. Nick Paulson back to end the first inning. Hit into a 9-6 double play in the third. Most recently flew out to the center fielder Vanden Heuvel to make the first out of the fifth inning. On deck is Davis. Mitchell to follow the 1-0. Missing out in the right-handed batter's box again. Two balls and no strikes the count quickly here on the TCU Horned Frog Zach Wattis. Wattis hit second and played first yesterday, drove in two runs, mentioned the scary hit-by-pitch that he took square off the helmet in his first plate appearance. The 2-0, this one cranked in the air right center field, converging and diving to make the play is Jorge Degatti. That looked like it was destined for the alleyway and for extra bases. Degatti comes in to make the grab for the first out of the inning. And with one on and one out, it'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Luke Davis. Davis 0-for-1 tonight in three plate appearances. Threw a 7-pitch walk in the second to lead off the inning. Later came in to score on the Kucherek home run. A 7-pitch walk as well in the third. Most recently struck out swinging against Sam Arnold in the bottom of the fifth inning. From the left side, Davis, Weisinger, the right-hander, still working on that first base side of the rubber closest to the Rafter dugout. First delivery misses up and out for ball one. The Rafters, when we get to the eighth, as mentioned, in the ninth spot, Miles Vanden Heuvel will take his first plate appearance tonight. Top of the order will follow Miles with Trotter Boston and Jorge Degatti. 1-0 the count, 9 on the pitch clock. Weisinger set and fires. This one fouled away right near the Rafter dugout down the first baseline. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. See if Logan Rundy gets the call for the eighth, or if two innings is all for the right-hander. Some more action down the line for lacrosse. This will be Weisinger's 21st pitch here in his first outing as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter. Get a pickoff move over to first before we get there. 30 pitches for Rundy through two innings. He's allowed one hit, that being the solo homer. The first batter he faced, Jorge Degatti, in the sixth inning. The one run coming off that. No walks and three strikeouts for the right-hander. 10 punch-outs for Logger pitching tonight. The 1-1. This is outside for ball two. For after pitching, just 4 punch outs and 4 walks. Don't always have to have the put away stuff. It's just a nice bonus. We talked about this in the beginning of the season for Wisconsin Rapids, starting that home and home with Fondi 2 weeks ago at Hare Baker Field on that Memorial Day Monday, and then on Tuesday, the home opener at Winter Field. They had a combined 21 walks in those two games. So the pitching staff's control has gotten much better, and you're seeing that in these ball games as well. Might not totally see it on the scoreboard as they are 500 through 12 games, but more efficient innings spun by Rafter pitching as we get back-to-back pickoff moves from Weisinger over to first to check in on Mira, and rightfully so, as mentioned, after Mira's leadoff single in the fifth, he stole second and third base. The 2-1 to follow here from the right-hander. Awaiting is Davis. Here it comes. This one misses up and out for ball three. 3 balls and a strike here on the Logger designated hitter. Let's take a look back at the Northwoods League scoreboard around the league. We talked about the two games that had gone final earlier. Duluth picking up a huge road win at Thunder Bay. Two straight losses for the Border Cats. A 6-4 final for the Huskies as the 3-1 pitch swung on and missed into the glove of Alex Brody. It's now 3-2. And then Battle Creek beating Fondy 3-2 at home earlier on. And Battle Creek and Fondy are playing games tonight, but they're not playing each other. Fond du Lac in two different locations in the same day. Battle Creek at their spot at MCCU Field. They've completed two games against two different road opponents as the 3-2 misses up and out for ball four. Six-pitch walk drawn by Davis. It's his third walk taken tonight. To second is Mira. Two on, one out in the seventh. So that 3-2 win for Battle Creek, and they just completed. They walked off the Dock Spiders in 10. It only took them 9 innings against Traverse City. A high-scoring affair, beating the Pitt Spitters 9-7. Fondy in danger of dropping both of their doubleheader today. Now at home, Stryker Field against Kalamazoo. The Grizzlies have plated double digits against Dock Spider pitching. It's 13-9. Fondy, 9 runs on 13 hits in an error. 13 runs on 18 hits for the Growlers in an error. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting in this at-bat, Derek Mitchell taken outside for ball one. The switch-hitting right fielder drew a 9-pitch walk in his last plate appearance in the fifth inning. A combined 21 runs in that game at Kalamazoo and a combined 31 hits. Weisinger looks back at second. Dancing off is Mira, the 1-0. That one misses on the outer edge for ball two. Final in Wausau. A one-run win in the battle of the top two teams in the Great Lakes West. The Woodchucks getting their 11th win of the season over the 8-4 Madison Mallards. 4-3 the score from Athletic Park. The 2-0 coming from Weisinger. This one popped up in the air, shallow left field. McIntosh, the shortstop, drawing out. Coming in, Beauchesne, and it's Kyler McIntosh right next to the foul line to make the grab, but the second out of the inning. Staying put at second is Mira. Davis at first for the right-handed hitting shortstop out of Louisiana State, Ryan Kucherek. Tyler Smith picking up the win for Wasandrew. Derrimer, the reliever for Madison, the loss. Eric Valdez, the second save of the season for the Woodchuck reliever. Top nine in Kokomo, the Jackrabbits in danger of falling to 2-11. Royal Oak looking to get their sixth win in their inaugural season in the Northwoods League. Leprechauns lead the Jackrabbits 5-3. First pitch to Kucherek. Swung on and missed. The lock stop tonight. 1-for-2 and 3 plate appearances. Broke the scoreless tie in the second with a 2-run homer. Popped out to the first baseman Grayson Schaefer in foul territory to end the third inning and most recently drew a 7-pitch walk in the fifth. Weisinger set, looks back at second, back to the plate, back to second for an extended look. And back home as this one misses low and inside to even up the count at a ball and a strike. Top seven at ISG Field, the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. The Mankato Moondogs looking to stay above 500. They lead, led early, the Rockers 8. Right-hander Weisinger is 1-1. Breaking ball, missing the inside corner for ball two. 5-4 at Carson Park. The 5-6 Waterloo Bucks looking even up at 500. They lead the 7-6 Eau Claire Express. Top seven. Bottom seven at Simmons Field, home of the Kenosha Kingfish. Rockford leads by 6, 7-1 in favor of the Ribbons. 2-1 misses low and in. It's a 3-1 count here on Kucherek. Well in the driver's seat here in his fourth plate appearance tonight. Finally getting underway in Bismarck after a weather delay. The Larkslow trailing the 3-8 Minot Hot Tots. Bottom 2, 6-1. As well, the later on games in the slate, we'll get to those in a minute, as the 3-1 pitch is there on the outside corner. An 88-mile-an-hour heater from Weisinger makes it a full count. The Lager fans in attendance not thrilled with that call from the home plate umpire, Shem Martin. 3-2, two outs, two on, 3-2 Loggers, bottom seven. Post-stretch, the payoff from Weisinger, runners take off. He got him looking. Back-to-back fastballs on the outer edge. Jack Weisinger works out of a jam. and has two scoreless out of the pen in his first outing as a Rafter. We're through seven at Copeland Park. 3-2 the score in favor of the Loggers. We head to the eighth inning. 9-1-2, Vandenhoevel, Blom, Degatti do it for Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We got a tight one late here at Copeland Park, finishing up a home-and-home between the La Crosse Loggers and your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. 3-2 the score. We head on to the top of the eighth. Miles Vandenhoevel will lead it off, and Miles has been in the ballgame since the bottom of the fifth inning, entering as a defensive substitute in the nine hole in the spot of left fielder Tyler McClanahan. When he came in the fifth inning, center fielder Jake Beauchesne shifted it to left. Miles has been there since and has made a couple of plays, but he finally gets his first crack at Logger pitching this evening. It's still the right-hander Logan Rundy on the mound for La Crosse. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Hoovel, right down the heart of the plate, taken for strike one. After not playing Saturday against Madison, it was the first game all season where Vandenhoevel wasn't the leadoff hitter for the Rafters. He had the day off on Saturday, led off in center field yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids as the 0-1 misses low and inside to even up the count and a ball and a strike. Miles was 0-for-4 yesterday, a rare day for the Eastern Arizona College product where he did not find himself on base, whether getting a knock or drawing a walk, which he's done a great job of doing so far this season as the 1-1 pitch is bounced in there for ball two. Vandenhoevel yesterday, his line is as follows: flew out to center in the first, went down looking in the third, swinging in the fifth, popped out to the catcher to end the seventh. The 2-1 to the Scottsdale, Arizona native misses inside for ball three. On the season now, this is his 12th game appeared in for the Rafters in 11 games and 41 at-bats. Miles 9-for-41, a .220 hitter. His first long ball of the season on the first day of the homestand, Friday. 3-1 pitch, pounced on the ground over to third. Gathered by Mitchell. The throw to first is wild, getting away from Wada, slipping, turning around the bag, though Vandenhoevel just head back to first. The leadoff runner aboard here in the top of the eighth for Wisconsin Rapids. It's a good one to have out there with Vandenhoevel with all the speed he possesses. Back to the top of the order, a perfect way to flip the card to Tristan. It's an E5 on Mitchell, the first error of the night for the hosts. Bring up Trotter Boston. Vandenhoevel has stolen five bases so far this season, has not been caught once. We'll see if he takes off here in a 3-2 ball game. Collins, the catcher, has already caught one Rafter try to steal tonight. That was Mason Onati back in the third inning. Boston's 0-for-3 tonight out of the leadoff spot. Mentioned Vandenhoevel being the leadoff hitter in all but now two Rafter games. The two where he wasn't the leadoff hitter, Boston has been, as the first pitch from the right-hander Rundy catches the outside corner for a called strike. Boston went down looking to begin his day back in the first, flew out to right field to begin the fourth, and went down looking to end the fifth inning. Was the final out recorded by today's starting pitcher for La Crosse, Tyler Albanese. Into the third inning, now two plus for Rundy, the 0-1, a breaking ball fooling Boston. working on that one, missing. Pitch ended up low and inside on the left-handed hitting second baseman. He's in the hole here at 0-2. Vanden Heuvel off first, being held on by Wattis. Here comes the oats from Rundy, but a first to pickoff move, and a quick move at that to check in on Vanden Heuvel. Rundy now 2+, about to throw his 38th pitch out of the bullpen in relief of Albanese. He's allowed one hit and one run. That was a solo homer to the first batter he faced in the sixth inning, Jorge Degatti, that made it a 3-2 ball game. Hasn't walked a rafter and has struck out three. Here comes the 0-2. Boston hits this one on the ground. That's going to get through into right field for a base hit. Vanden Heuvel on his horse hits the bag at second. He'll get into third, sliding safely. First to third goes Vanden Heuvel. It's a base hit for Trotter Boston. The fourth hit of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids, and they're cooking with runners on the corners and nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. It'll bring up the two-hole hitter, Jorge Degatti, who has got two of the four rafter hits tonight. Jorge doubled and scored in the fourth on an RBI single from Grayson Schaefer, and as mentioned, a solo blast off Rundy back in the sixth inning. Jorge has been the rafter to touch the home plate twice tonight. McGuire on deck, Schaefer to follow, getting into the heart of the rafter order. Looking to take the lead late in game 13 of the season and trying to get above 500 for the first time since the opening week of the campaign. First pitch to Degatti, cracked in the air left field. That sends Mira back, but he'll make the grab. Tagging is Vanden Heuvel. He'll come in to score. We're tied at three here in the top of the eighth at Copeland Park. It's a sacrifice fly for Jorge Degatti. He has some way played in all three of the runs that have come in to score for the Rafters, whether it's his one-out double in the fourth, his big homer in the sixth, and now the sack fly that brings up Max McGuire with Trotter Boston on first base. First pitch to McGuire. Front door breaking ball that misses for ball one. Looking into the bullpen. More right-handers playing catch, up and throwing. Jack Weisinger in his Rafter debut has worked two scoreless. The 1-0 pitch, shot the other way. That's a base knock in right field. Boston will stay put at second. Max McGuire's first hit of the ballgame. The Rafters have two hits in the inning, now five on the ballgame. First and second with one down in a tie contest here in the eighth. And it'll bring up Grayson Schaefer. His four-hit day yesterday against Lager pitching and got the scoring started for Wisconsin Rapids with one down in the fourth and an RBI single back in that inning. We'll get a mound visit here. The entire infield on the hill along with the catcher Jack Collins to talk it over with the right-hander Logan Rundy, pitching coach Devin Burke. He's along the staff with field manager Josh Fry and assistant coaches Nick Emanuel and Dean Kanagas. Mound meeting adjourned. Boston remains on second. McGuire on first. A golden opportunity here for Grayson Schaefer in the top of the eighth inning. We'll get to the home half of the inning. 7-8-9 to up for lacrosse. Jack Collins, Cam Pruitt, and Gable Mitchell. Three runs on five hits and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs on seven hits and an error for lacrosse. All three Lager runs coming in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Schaefer's a breaking ball that's bounced in for ball one. Other than his RBI single in the fourth, Schaefer a line out to short to begin his day and lead off the second inning. Most recently grounded out to the second baseman Pruitt to make the second out of the sixth. The 1-0. Another off-speed that misses downstairs. Off the chest protector of Collins. Count moves, two balls, and no strikes on the cleanup hitter in the Rapids order. Rafters playing in their sixth road contest of the season. Through the 12 completed, 7-5. In terms of home versus road, the 2-0 pitch, another off-speed delivery missing low. Three balls and no strikes on the first baseman, Schaefer. This technically would be the 14th game played for the Rafters if there wasn't a rainout last Monday at Moonlight Graham Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks. That game getting moved to the second half of the season. Be interesting to see if that implicates anything with Great Lakes West Division. First half victories, as prior to the 3-0, a balk called from home plate umpire Shem Martin. So to second is McGuire, to third Boston. How about this? A 3-0 count on Schaefer and two runners in scoring position. Base hit could give Wisconsin Rapids their first lead of the night. And now on cue, Josh Fry signaling over to first. They're going to intentionally walk Schaefer to bring up Kyler McIntosh. Some of the Logger faithful in attendance having some words to say here as the Rafters have the bases loaded. One out, 3-3, top eight, and it's